Shalom and welcome again to another edition of Seekers of Meaning, the podcast of Jewish Sacred Aging. I'm your host, Rabbi Richard Address, and these podcasts attempt to explore some of the issues and events that are impacting ourselves, our families, and the Jewish world at large in light of the current revolution in aging. And we invite your comments and suggestions to Rabbi Address at JewishSacredAging.com, our Facebook page, Jewish Sacred Aging, or leave a voicemail message or sign up for our new mailing list by going to the homepage of our website, JewishSacredAging.com. And it gives us great pleasure to welcome to Seekers of Meaning today, Professor Dr. Gary Stein, the Vice Chair of Social Work and Hospice and Palliative Care Network at the Wurzweiler School of Social Work for Yeshiva University in New York City. That's a lot to get on the back of the basketball jersey. Gary, welcome to Seekers of Meaning. How you doing?
Thank you, Rabbi Address.
Wow. Well, the purpose of this is to really talk about something of very, very exciting within the Jewish community that you are working on, really spearheading, and that is a certification program coming out of the Wurzweiler School of Social Work, dealing with the whole impact of longevity, aging, gerontology within the Jewish community. So let's get right to it. Talk to me, Gary, about what is this program about and how did it come about?
Okay. Well, thank you. We're so excited to be launching this new program this coming fall. It will be a certificate program on gerontology and palliative care, focusing on the needs of rabbis and cantors and spiritual leaders, as well as students in rabbinical students and cantorial students. The background for this, it's no secret that in the U.S. And internationally, more and more people are living longer and longer lives. We're seeing increases in the number of people of the oldest old, those people who are over 85. And with increases in age, we are seeing people encounter and having to deal with serious, chronic, and advanced illness to an extent that we haven't seen before. Spiritual leaders of all faiths need to be better equipped to work with their congregants around issues around healthy aging, around how to deal with serious and advanced illness, and to be much more comfortable in having discussions and guiding and advising older people and their families who are encountering and asking questions about how to best deal with the issues their families are dealing with.
Well, I know in my work and traveling around for Jewish Sacred Aging, I've had numerous conversations. Every time I go into a congregation, the rabbi and or the cantor will just have a cup of coffee and say, yeah, I'm really seeing the more and more of this as baby boomers age, as the impact of multi-generational caregiving becomes more. I think that the AARP has close to 25% of full-time or people doing caregiving are millennial generation people, kids between 18 and 32. So the multi-generation aspect of caregiving and the stress and strain, all this is combined. So this, and you quote the statistics, I think the last statistic I was reading that at least 25% of the American Jewish community are all 65 years of age and over. And the Pew study from 2013, I think a couple of years ago, told us that it was the median age of the American Jewish community is 50 years of age. That may be July of 2016. So the need is there. We see this. This is aimed at clergy, working clergy, students. How long is this certification program? And really delineate the difference between the certification program and like getting a degree in this. What's the difference?
Okay. We have a School of Social Work here at Yeshiva University, and students can who have a bachelor's degree can decide to get a master's in social work, which essentially is 2 years of full-time study that includes intensive field work 3 days a week. We also have a cadre of students who are getting a PhD who are doing advanced research in the area. So if someone was getting a social work degree and wished to work with older adults, they would have a field placement In the community, whether in a hospital, in a long-term care facility, in a community agency, in a hospice, providing direct services, as at the same time taking the standard required courses that all social workers take, plus taking electives dealing with elder care and serious illness. For those who are in the certificate program, we are getting people who are primarily working as rabbis and cantors. They have advanced degrees, but they don't feel they have the knowledge and skills to effectively work, to do work in this with this older group. What we're hoping to do is to streamline the process of some of the courses that are taken in the MSW program, required courses around counseling skills and understanding development through the lifespan, and combining them with electives in gerontology and palliative care, which is working with serious illness, in aging in the Jewish community, and in coping with loss. So we're sort of streamlining the most relevant courses that will help give rabbis the skills and knowledge base to be more effective with older people and their families.
Gary, so how long is this certification program? It's not a master's. Is it this, so this is a year program? Is this online? Do I have to sit in a class in New York City? Is it online? How do I get in? You know, what are the logistics of this?
Okay, let me unpack a few of those questions. We've designed this that rabbis can complete the program in well less than a year if they choose to go full steam ahead. So full steam ahead essentially consists of taking two courses per semester. A semester in this program is an 8-module online course. We've purposely developed this to be online so that student rabbis, cantors could be anywhere around the world and still participate in this program. It's asynchronous, meaning that you don't need to log in to the computer at a particular time. You take the courses based on your professional, personal, and family schedules. So you could be doing this at 3 in the afternoon or 3 in the morning, depending on what best works for you. We do expect that some people who participate may wish to go a little slower. So if you don't wish to take two courses at one time, you could take one course, but it would take a bit longer to finish. Ultimately, it's a series of 6 courses that are standard graduate courses that are 3 credits each. And the beauty of this, it's a self-contained certificate program for people who want to attain some grounding in working with people who are older and experiencing serious illness. At the same time, we expect that a number of people might find it beneficial and might want to be licensed as a mental health professional. And the credits obtained in the certificate program are fully transferable to a Yeshiva University master's in social work degree.
Is this program, is this certification program going to be focused around social work modalities, or is it going to be, I hear, you know, it's out of Wurzweiler, which is social work school. But if I'm a rabbi and I have very little social work background, but I see the need for this in my congregation, am I going to be at a loss? Do I have to first get a social work background or go take a couple of courses in this before I can enter this? Or can I just walk in this and be comfortable in the way the classes are?
We're designing it so you could be comfortable regardless of what your what discipline you come from in spirituality. Yes, these courses are grounded in a social work background. This is a school of social work, and our faculty are social workers primarily. But the material themselves are very related to the types of issues that clergy will be dealing with in providing spiritual care. Let me give you an example. In the way I approach the courses that we're doing comes from my background in palliative care, which has been from its get-go an interprofessional setting where physicians and social workers and chaplains and nurses all work together in a very collegial manner and team manner to provide the best care for the patient and the family. That's the underlying philosophies that we're approaching this. So The material that we're providing should be comfortable to any professional that would be on a healthcare team.
One of the other questions I know, as this thing expands and we do start doing the publicity for this, that colleagues are going to ask you or others, wow, this is coming out of Yeshiva Wurzweiler at Yeshiva University. I'm not a traditional rabbi. I'm not an Orthodox rabbi. I have my smicha from HUC or Reconstructionist or the Conservative Seminary or Boston Hebrew College. Am I going to be totally out of the league here, or is this going to be, in essence, approachable from regardless of the denominational affiliation of a particular rabbi or cantor?
We're approaching this program in a very broad and expansive way. Our mission is to better serve the Jewish community, to better serve older adults in the community and their families, whether they come from very Orthodox backgrounds or very Reform backgrounds. It's designed to be across the spectrum. So we hope our intent is to be welcoming to everyone in the Jewish community.
So, and we talked a little bit, obviously, because it just is like the low hanging whatever for congregational rabbis and cantors. But what about the chaplain who's, you know, working at the community hospital in some place and who really sees this every single day and says, "Wow, this could really boost my professional standing personally, professionally, spiritually." I'm not in a congregation, but I'm dealing with this, almost every single day. This is also open for the non-congregational clergy, correct?
Absolutely. We're looking to bring in clergy that want to enhance their skills and knowledge base so that they could be more effective and compassionate in working wherever setting they're in, whether it's a congregation, whether it's an agency. We're open for them.
Okay. So I'm very interested in this. And I guess we have to ask the next obvious question. How much is this going to cost? And how do I apply? You said the launch date is the form. I'm going to assume it may be after the holidays, let's say October of this year, 2018. How do I apply? And what's the cost for this certification program?
Okay. Yes, that's correct. The launch date will be in mid to the latter part of October, following the holiday season. There is information about this program on Yeshiva University's website and Wurzweiler School of Social Work's website. You would go to www.yu.edu/Wurzweiler, and that's WURZWEILER. There will be information, an overview of the program. We take people through FAQs, the normal questions people have, and we are very attuned to making this program affordable. We are most fortunate to have a very meaningful grant from a New York Jewish foundation that is allowing us to offer very, very significant scholarships to people who wish to participate. We also have a scholarship that's through the School of Social Work. And together, especially for the students who are entering in the fall, they will be paying a significantly reduced rate from normal tuition.
So this is going to be an application process. When will this application process be up and running?
The application process will be up and running very shortly. We are just putting the final touches on the material for the website. So it should be live actually by the time this is aired. There will be a very brief application that one can download and fill out. Essentially, they just provide their basic information, their contact information, their CV, a little background about themselves, and just some information about how they think participating in this program, how they would use this program to benefit the Jewish community.
So, you know, this is very exciting. From your knowledge, are there any other similar certification or similar types of programs available in the in the Jewish community in the United States. I'm not aware of any. I think you're going to be the first. Is this correct?
I'm not aware of a program that's targeting the Jewish community. There are some various certificate programs that are offered by various universities around the country. Some are online. Some are face-to-face live programs. Ours is being developed specifically for the Jewish community and for spiritual leaders.
Right. That's what I assume, which is why I would imagine this how very, very exciting. And I would hope would garner a significant amount of publicity, to be honest with you, in the Jewish community, especially since it's non-denominational, open to everybody, and really responding to, as you mentioned, that in, you know, the literature is now telling us this very, very real need, given the statistics of the aging of the American Jewish community and the way it's aging and the caregiving components, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you, you know, I want to just expand something that you alluded to before. How do you envision someone year and a half, 2 years from now, who's completed this certification program? They've gone through these 8 modules. How do you envision them putting this into practice? Is it a complement to what they're already doing, or do you really seeing people moving into getting that credentialing and licensing for therapeutic work? Is there a vision that you have particular for the people who walk through this program?
I think different participants are going to have different goals. I see one group as rabbis and cantors who wish to be much more knowledgeable and effective in working with their congregants when issues around aging and illness arrive. And let me give you an example of some issues that could come up. There are issues around caregiving. How do I provide better care to a family member who might be experiencing cognitive difficulties or some difficult or physical difficulties and frailty? How do I better deal with families who are navigating very complicated healthcare systems like long-term care? How do I address issues around advanced care planning and advanced directives and end-of-life care with older adults? We're hopeful that people will be more comfortable with having these discussions and having better knowledge so they know what to say, what to discuss, and feel comfortable discussing these concerns. I think there's another group of spiritual leaders in our program who might also be interested in applying these skills to more organizational settings. So in additional spiritual work that they're doing, they might want to do spiritual work in hospice settings, in long-term care programs and hospitals. All of these settings employ clergy of all different denominations. And these clergy will be better trained for some of those positions. There's also another group of clergy who participate who might truly be interested in getting the background they need for a mental health practice. And for those people, they will have the start through this program that they can continue in a school of social work like ours or in another mental health profession. As I mentioned earlier, if they did continue at our program at Wurzweiler, they can graduate with an MSW and then sit for the licensing exam to be a licensed mental health professional. So how the clergy want to use the background will depend on sort of like which of those three groups they fall into. I think we can make a very important difference for all three groups.
In the rollout of the program, your background is in hospice work, palliative care work, et cetera, as you've just explained. Is this going to be totally focused on end of life issues? Or given this, as we're seeing in Jewish sacred aging work and other people writing on this, there's this also concomitant growth on the part of many elders now in health and staying healthy and healthy aging and nutrition and exercise and meditation. And is this going to be, are these issues also going to be woven into the discussions within the classes?
Yes, absolutely. So while I have been teach and develop a palliative care course that does focus on issues around serious illness and advanced care planning and end of life. We also have a course, for example, like gerontology, where the focus is very different. It's focusing on health and healthy and wellness in aging, and it's focused on helping people stay in the community as long as they can. Each of the courses will have will address a different facet of the needs of older adults. So it will have the piece of healthy aging, as well as dealing with issues around more serious illness and end of life.
So one, I taught for a while at HUC down the street from, well, little ways down the street from you, this number six or the number one, I forget the number already. Let's talk about this. I'm a student. I'm a rabbinical student at any one of the seminaries. This is really interesting to me. I know I'm going to deal with this in my congregation on a regular basis, but wow, I'm just a student. I'm like a fourth year student at one of the seminaries. I'm going to be sitting even online with colleagues who may have been out in the field 10, 15, 20, 25 years with a greater wealth of experience. Maybe this is a little bit too advanced for me. How are we going to negotiate this division, or are the classes designed so that no matter where you walk into it, it's going to be sort of like a level playing field? Could you talk a little bit about that?
I think that one could walk into these courses, whether you were doing this as a student, a rabbinical student, for example, or if you are an experienced spiritual leader. The courses themselves are part of the MSW curriculum, and they're designed for people who have, you know, a basis. They have an undergraduate degree, and from there, they should feel comfortable in navigating the material in all of the courses. There's nothing inherently so advanced about the material that one needs to have many years of experience before one can be effective in taking the classes. It is comparable to the experience in our MSW program. We have students in our MSW program who come right out of college. And at the same time, we have students in our MSW program who are quite experienced, have many years working in the field, and approached the courses with many years of maturity through either longevity or professional experience. And we find that students at both levels mix and interact well and learn from each other. And I'm hoping the same can happen on these online courses for spiritual leaders.
You know, I'm interested also in, and this is a great step for the university. I'm just interested to see if you could just comment on the process that it took to get the powers that be, so to speak, to say, go ahead with this program. It fits into the greater vision, as opposed to, well, you know, it's going to create all kinds of other administrative issues. Because it's a move. It's a really positive, I think, exemplary move on the part of Wurzweiler and NYU. Did you have a lot of trouble, or, you know, I'm not asking you to divulge secrets, but what was that reaction when you first suggested this to the institution?
I found there was nothing but excitement and enthusiasm in moving ahead with this project. The barriers that come up are the same kind of barriers that come up with any new program, dealing with issues about admissions and financial aid and how one puts this on your website. But these are sort of just technical barriers that you walk through with any new program. In terms of the support from the university, it's been enthusiastic from the get-go.
Well, you know, it's very exciting, and I know there's an advisory committee that's helping you, and it's very, very exciting. So let's try and review some of the basics, because if somebody listens to this podcast and, you know, and as a result of what they're hearing you say, kind of saying, man, this is something I really need to explore, because it's really going to benefit my rabbinate, my cantorate, the work that I'm doing here at a congregation or in a hospital or a hospice or whatever. So the technical title for this program is what?
It's the Certificate Program in Gerontology and Palliative Care. And you will find this in terms of the steps. If one is in, hears this and has some interest, a first step, I mentioned our website, yu.edu/Wurzweiler. Go to the page that explores this program, and there's descriptive information on it and FAQs to help deal with questions around the details. If someone has additional has additional questions they want to explore, they could feel free to contact me or my colleague Bonnie Pollack, and both of our contact information is on the website. The application will be on the website. We're trying to make this as easy as possible. And we will work through anyone who wishes to discuss also information about the costs and scholarships. We will have all that information to provide to them.
The certification program is designed for, again, how many classes and how many sessions in each class, lasting how long?
Okay. So we are planning at the moment to have to start off with offering two classes in the fall, and that will be counseling skills and understanding the lifespan. We expect to have two sections of both classes, and each section will have somewhere between 15 and 20 people. So if you do the math, our goal is to have somewhere between 30 to 40 students in the first cohort. The first two courses would run from mid-October to the holidays in December to around mid-December, followed by a break. And then we would offer two additional courses, likely to be palliative care and gerontology, in the latter winter, early spring, another 8-week session, followed by a break, most likely sometime a break around Passover, and then resume with the final two courses in the certificate program, Aging in the Jewish Community and Coping with Loss. So if one thinks of starting in October and finishing sometime in the early summer, in less than a year, they will have completed the program if they've taken two courses per semester. And again, if one took less than two courses per semester, completing the certificate would take a bit longer.
And this is going to be online and asynchronous, which means you can just pop in to your class at any time you want. It's not a fixed time. You have to sit at your computer on Thursdays between 1 and 3, correct?
That's correct. So the way we've been designing asynchronous classes here, we would have, say, let's make believe that there's a class date on Thursday. What it would mean is that from Thursday to Thursday, the professor would have the expectation that students in the program will be fully participating in doing the reading and the exercises and the discussion forums during that 1 week period, as it's convenient for them. And that would follow for each of the 8 modules that would take an 8-week period.
Dr. Gary Stein, professor at YU, then Wurzweiler, vice chair of the Social Work Hospice and Palliative Care Network at Wurzweiler School of Social Work at Yeshiva University in New York. Again, this very, very exciting program about to launch, a certification program in gerontology and palliative care out of YU and Wurzweiler. yu.edu/Wurzweiler to get all the information, the application information, cost information, background, frequently asked questions. Gary, the very, very exciting. Thank you for joining us here on today's edition of Secrets of Meaning. Continued good luck. And we'll check back with you in a couple of months. Hopefully you'll tell us how exciting and powerful you're doing, and best of luck, mazel tov, on this great, great enterprise. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Adras, for giving us the opportunity to share this information with your audience.
Okay. Believe me, our pleasure. Thank you, Gary. And thank all of you for listening to today's edition of Secrets of Meaning. The podcast of Jewish Sacred Aging, the show and all others are archived on our homepage website, jewishsacredaging.com. Again, we invite your comments, rabbi@jewishsacredaging.com. We invite you to like the Facebook page, Jewish Sacred Aging on Facebook. And we encourage you to sign up for our mailing list. And if you feel like writing for the website, please do. We want to explore your opinions and the impact of aging to gear for our baby boom generation, for impact on our congregations and the impact on our families, just as this certification program is going to be doing. We welcome these contributions to us at JewishSacredAging.com. And a reminder that Seekers of Meaning is produced by Steve Lubetkin at the studios of Lubetkin Media here in beautiful, sunny, mild, wonderful Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Thank you for listening. This is your host, Rabbi Richard Adras. Take care. We'll see you next time on the next edition of Seekers of Meaning. Shalom.